local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Thursday, 2 hours away, give or take, from the President's State of the Union address. Joe and Austin with you here for Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening. Of course, we always appreciate it. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. We talked about this a lot yesterday, so just wanted to address it once again here this evening as we start off hour number three. I wanted to wait until now, until Tanner's full report here on the Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. I really don't have much to add other than what we had talked about yesterday. Again, this is just his reporting here, kind of an update and what he did. So Tanner did talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson today, said that no criminal activity of any sort. They looked into it, and for them, it's case closed. Tanner also reporting today that last night, it appears that at least some of the students who were staying at the home on Refuge Circle have moved out last night. Property records show that the home was bought less than 3 months ago by Coconut Palm Real Estate, which is owned by Joanna Johannes, who is also the CEO and superintendent of Lighthouse Private Christian Academy. A voicemail that we left, as well as an email to the school's communications director this earlier today, have not been returned, and Tanner also reported the same. So there has been no official word or statement from the school. I believe to this point the only interaction regarding the story that anybody has had was Tanner's interaction with somebody. I don't know the individual's name that met them outside of the school property before they went in on school grounds and said that there were 12 living there and then went into their truck. So there has still been no communication from the school about any of that. And that is all I have to add to that. 6:15 right now, we'll get an update on the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here. We did have a lot of issues throughout this evening, but it seems like the only spots you're going to have any severe backups now are if you're traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway. We had an accident report there earlier that's still causing some backups, though it is lessening. And also have a little bit at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and University Parkway if you're traveling westbound past that intersection there. Still got a chunk of backups over there, but outside of that, there does not appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid 70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather, all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 6:16 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at some of other local. I haven't done top three stories. It'll be really quick though because it all has to do with the State of the Union address, which of course at the top of our next hour, 7:05, our full anchored coverage with Fox will begin. We will carry both the State of the Union address as well as the Republican response. President Biden, among the items that he'll talk about, number one, his administration's work on infrastructure, how he is making the wealthy pay their fair share, and also announcing that a port on the Gaza coast will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip who are caught in the middle of the Israel-Hamas war. Also, the Republican response, that's Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who is the youngest female Republican in the Senate. Also, in our local headlines today, a business owner in Milton is accused of dealing in stolen property. That's 52-year-old Matas Kose, owner of Kose's Place and Kose's Corner Shack. He was arrested last week on a total of 19 charges, including 5 counts of dealing in stolen property, 6 of using a two-way device to facilitate a felony. He has since posted $182,000 bond. According to his arrest report, the allegations stem from the state of Mississippi, where officials say there have been multiple thefts of high-value equipment, including John Deere tractors, trailers, and golf carts. Kosei is accused of selling equipment he claimed to be salvaged or damaged and only taking cash as payment. We'll take a break there, getting our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy-efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud.
Beginning March 5th, Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida for the men's and women's championships. Book your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Session tickets are on sale now. The 2024 Sun Belt Basketball Championship from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 5th through the 11th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. There hasn't been much to report on, luckily. Pine Forest Road still has some issues if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We did have an accident report on Airport that was causing a lot of backups if you were traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. While that is still present, it appears to be dying down significantly. And we still have some issues at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and University Parkway, particularly if you're traveling westbound towards and just past University there. So be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Same with Navarre. And Caroline Street over in the Pace Milton area is looking fine as well.
Oh, I turned my mic on there. Channel 3 meteorologist Alan Strom with the forecast.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 624 now at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Lawmakers approving a bill banning anybody 13 and under from accessing certain sites. Kids 14 and 15 would be able to do so with parents' permission. The bill does not mention any sites or apps by name. Part of the bill also affects adults. It calls for everyone who uses an adult site to confirm they're at least 18 by scanning their face or providing ID. The bill now goes to the governor's desk.
And the Florida Senate unanimously passed a bill today requiring the Department of Health to take immediate action when beach or public bathing waters are unsafe.
The DOH must issue health advisories within 24 hours in cases where the water quality of beach waters or public bathing places fail to meet the standards. They're also empowered to demand the closure, and that must stay in place until any advisories are lifted.
The bill's sponsor, Senator Lori Berman, says it's important that residents and tourists know if our waters present a health risk because lack of accountability has made headlines, which is bad for tourism.
Yeah, and also domestic violence advocates are celebrating a bill that unanimously passed the legislature this week. It requires law enforcement officers to assess the risk that a victim of domestic violence faces by asking 12 questions. After questioning, the victim could be directed to a certified domestic violence shelter. The questionnaire is part of what's called lethality assessment training that's already used in 32 states. The bill now goes to Governor DeSantis for signature. Meanwhile, in our we did traffic and weather. What am I talking about?
Yeah.
International headlines today. Sweden is now an official member of NATO.
Fundamentally, the reason this is such a strong, powerful fit is because Sweden embodies and promotes the core values that are at the heart of NATO.
That is Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who says everything changed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine and said that the Swedes realized Putin may not stop there. Sweden and Finland joining NATO is the biggest expansion of the alliance in decades.
And a special Uvalde City Council meeting is being held today to review the independent investigation into the local police department's response to the 2022 school shooting that left 19 students and two teachers dead.
They had no idea what they were facing when they got here until somebody went outside of the building to get on the radio to request help.
Jesse Prado is a private investigator that the city hired to do a deep dive on the shooting. He says the biggest problem was with communication, lack of training, and lack of equipment. If the SWAT team had a ballistic shield, he says that would have allowed officers to breach the classroom faster. Prado did not identify any officers who violated policy and recommended exoneration for the chief. Parents of the victims were so disgusted by this that they stormed out of the meeting.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed a GOP-proposed bill to protect in vitro fertilization into law.
Ivey signed the measure Wednesday night, moments after it was officially passed and sent to her, saying that while IVF is complex, she is confident that this legislation will provide the assurances our IVF clinics need. The new law protects providers from lawsuits and criminal prosecution for the damage or death of an embryo during IVF services. It does not, however, address the question of whether an embryo created by IVF should be treated as a child under state law. I'm Michael Kastner.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Also, the number of children treated for exposure to fentanyl nationwide is up 449%. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University analyzed data from all U.S. poison centers. In 2016, there were just 10 cases of exposure to children younger than six. By 2023, that number increased to 539. When exposed to fentanyl, they can lose consciousness, stop breathing, and suffer brain damage. 82% of the unintended exposures happen in homes.
And the U.S. government is urging American citizens to leave Haiti amid fears that the Haitian government could fall at any time. This comes as gangs have caused systemic violence in the country's capital. In the past week, they've freed thousands of prison inmates and forced the closure of Haiti's main airport. Threats of civil war and genocide have been made by a key gang leader who is calling on Prime Minister Ariel Henry to step down.
A jury has been seated in the trial of the Michigan father charged in connection with the deadly school shooting carried out by his son. James Crumbly, facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter, the same charges that his wife was convicted on last month. His son, Ethan, shot and killed four students at Oxford High School back in 2021. Programming note again and recap of today's top three stories, all having to do with the State of the Union address. President Biden will deliver that speech at around 8 o'clock our time. Full Fox News anchored coverage begins at 7:05 here at News Radio 92.3. He'll tout his administration's work on infrastructure. He will also announce a port on the Gaza coast that will be built by the U.S. to deliver aid in the Gaza Strip. And the Republican response being delivered by the youngest female Republican in the Senate, Alabama's own Katie Britt. So again, full State of the Union coverage starting at the top of the next hour, 7:05 after the Fox News local news update. We'll send you to full Fox News anchored coverage of the 2024 State of the Union address. Taking 6:30 right now when we return, looking at the sports headlines, health, business, and science notes, and moving on to some of the lighter stuff in the news here on Thursday, one day closer to the weekend. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jack Callahan. Democracy, reproductive freedom, and the economy among the major themes for President Biden's State of the Union address tonight.
What the president's going to make clear is that his focus on what he calls middle out and bottom up economics, focusing on it, on working families, focusing on manufacturing, investing in the United States, has led to a resilient and equitable recovery.
Senior Presidential Advisor Gene Sperling, an independent investigator, says Uvalde, Texas police responded quickly to the 2022 school shooting, but lacked training and equipment. Investigator Jesse Prado.
I believe if they would have had a ballistic shield, I believe that would have been enough to get them in that door at that time, or at least to the door.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The final quarter of 2023 was a rough one for the U.S. banking sector. A report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation today said banks overall saw their profits tumble by about 44% from a year earlier. The agency notes that roughly 70% of the decline was due to specific non-recurring expenses at large banks, primarily a special assessment fee larger banks were ordered to pay to replenish the deposit insurance fund. You know that Netflix has started making a push into live sports. It recently broadcast a Rafael Nadal-Carlos Alcaraz tennis match. Well, today it announced plans for a boxing match that'll be live streamed this summer, about pitting YouTube star turned boxer Jake Paul against, yes, former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Tops Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Tops Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Tops Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about Nikki Haley dropping out of the race. We talked about the Malcolm Young gym being demolished. Also talked about this sudden questions about the Gulf Breeze group home for Lighthouse Christian Private Academy students. And very poignant comments from Democratic Senator Jason Pizzo about the condo safety reform bill that finally got passed, though he wasn't the sponsor this time. You can hear that at the 7 o'clock hour. All of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gale with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by LF Flooring. LF Flooring, every step covered. I have Kirk Cousins landing in Atlanta, so how did the Vikings approach replacing Captain Kirk? Don't expect it to be Justin Fields, as I would be surprised if the Bears traded him in division to the Vikings. Ultimately, I think Minnesota signs Russell Wilson to a cheap one-year contract, and then use their first-round selection on a quarterback in this upcoming NFL draft. Now, how's that for a plan? I'm Zach Gale.
At LL Flooring, we've been a trusted partner to pros for over 30 years. With over 400 nationwide warehouses full of in-stock, job-ready inventory, you'll get what you need. And our exclusive pro pricing means that pros never pay retail. Because at LL Flooring, all we do is floors. So we're going to do it right. Sign up for a free pro account today to start getting pro benefits. LL Flooring. Every step covered.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's K-N-O-W pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our last traffic update, we had some problems still traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards University Parkway and traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway. Both of those areas have seemingly cleared out just about entirely. The only other spot where you're going to see some problems is if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile. However, those problems have dropped significantly as well.
Lots of clouds in the skies as we head through the overnight hours. Low temp near 60 degrees. Dry tonight, but we've got a chance for rain Friday. That would mainly be late in the day. Little chance for rain on Friday, but Friday night, the rain chance goes way up. In fact, we're expecting showers and thunderstorms Friday night into Saturday morning. Some of those may be strong to severe. We'll see high temperatures in the low 70s Friday and mid-70s on Saturday. Sunday's weather all dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 638 here at News Radio 92.3. There is very little that I was able to catch on here. It looks like the OLFA discussion for the Escambia County commissioners is happening at this moment here. Commissioner Jeff, I was able to grab a couple of audio clips here. Here's Commissioner Jeff Burgosh.
We've been living this thing since 2015 when I ran, you guys even longer. And along the way, you know, we've done a lot. We've had a lot of meetings. We've had a lot of town halls. We've had a lot of folks come to the meetings and tell us what they wanted. We've compromised. And now we're at a point where we have an offer on the table that really would give us all a win.
Yeah, so that offer, revised offer coming in from Beulah Town Center LLC, they, if you will remember, 2 weeks ago at their meeting, they agreed, the board that is, agreed to enter a 2-week exclusive negotiating period with Beulah. So the discussion right now is, at least from Commissioner Deborah Gosh, appears to be moving forward towards, hey, let's hash up what's left, and then let's get a deal signed here so we can get rolling here on OLF8. Again, the Beulah offer increased to $22 million for 290 acres, 250 still with the county for the purpose of job creation. So I don't think we'll get a final resolution, at least you know while we're talking here, because I can't do two things at once, and I have to talk to you guys. But that's at this point kind of where it looks like they're headed, is that, you know, they'll say, hey, we can get finish up the terms here and perhaps have a signed agreement maybe in the next month or so. But looking here, Escambia Citizens Watch, this is Jacqueline Rogers. She's I don't know if she runs the blog or the website, but she's very active in Escambia County. She's following the meeting. She says, Chairman Barry says they can't negotiate terms in a meeting. There are a number of items in the offer that he is not going to be able to support. He says if the majority of the board wants to continue negotiating, he is okay with that. He wants more money and a change to some of the language. So also, he wants Allison Rogers, the county attorney, and Wes Moreno, the county administrator, to work off the offer for the next 3 to 4 weeks and bring it back first meeting in April. So again, this is the discussion that's happening right now, and Jacqueline is live posting it on the Escambia Citizens Watch. So I appreciate her for that. So,
well, for sure.
Yeah. 641 here at News Radio 92.3. Where are we?
Sports.
There you go. Go ahead.
Well, we'll start with what's on the screen right in front of me. New Jersey just made it 2-0 on St. Louis. This is NHL we're talking about here. Devils just took a 2-0 lead on the Blues with just under 4 minutes left in the first period. So the New Jersey Devils cooking early there. Also, we have an NBA doubleheader on TNT that should have just gotten started. Heat at Mavericks tip off at 6:30, followed by Celtics at Nuggets at 9. That's the real big one there. And we also got a lot of ranked Pac-12 action in college men's basketball tonight a bit later on down the road. Washington at number 18, Washington State. That tips off at 8 o'clock on FS1. And the tip-off there is soon going to be followed by number 5, Arizona at UCLA. That gets underway at 8:30 on ESPN. Some of the headlines swirling around sports today. This one's a concern. Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl-Anthony Towns suffered a left meniscus injury that will sideline him indefinitely. With the Timberwolves being tied for first in the Western Conference with Oklahoma City, and there only being 20 more games to their regular season, the absence is coming at the worst possible time, and that could potentially lead to a visible shift in the conference's hierarchy, which is unfortunate, because if you know anything about the NBA and anything about the Minnesota Timberwolves, you know that there's not much to their history there as far as success goes. So that is quite the bummer. Speaking of teams that are years removed from any relevance, the Broncos are adding to their high-profile roster changes, now releasing veteran safety Justin Simmons. Over the course of 8 seasons in Denver, Simmons was a 4-time second-team All-Pro selection and 2-time Pro Bowler, making him one of the biggest names to be released so far this offseason. Obviously, joining the list with Russell Wilson there, who's a Hall of Fame-bound QB. And lastly, Joe, I want to get your thoughts on this. We've already discussed it a little bit earlier this evening. College football has been proposing, behind closed doors, a 14-team college football playoff bracket. And one controversial proposal that popped into those discussions is now making the rounds. It would include the Big Ten and SEC getting 3 automatic qualifiers each, with the champs from those conferences being the only ones to get byes in the bracket. What do you think about this?
As a card-carrying member of the Panhandle Buckeye Club,
oh jeez,
I am 100% in support of this initiative, because it would basically ensure that Ohio State's in the playoff every year.
I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, at this point, Ohio State's going to be fighting to get a spot in the Birmingham Bowl, and they're going to be a lock for the bracket, which I just find criminal. But yeah, I mean, and I'm not just saying this as a stymied ACC fan, but I mean, we've seen allegations of bias in college football, especially with the playoff when it comes to the Big Ten and even more so the SEC. And we just saw that back in December when Florida State got kicked out in favor of Alabama. That was objectively wrong. And now we've got this proposal, and it is just a proposal. It holds no weight on its own. It's just the fact that what irks me is that there is a voice inside these discussions who is making these calls and saying, hey, how about we do this? And it sucks because they're not even hiding the bias anymore. And when you are a college football fanboy like me, yes, who lays on your stomach and kicks your feet up whenever your team plays, I don't know. I that is offensive to me. I'm sick to my core, Joe. That's all.
Get over it. Get over it, man.
Yeah. Coming from the fan of a blue blood, yeah. Whatever. All right.
It's nice being an elite.
Yes. That's the thing. The committee's looking at you and saying, how can we make you more elite? And they're looking at the Wake Forest of the world
Get on board, baby.
How can we drive y'all to disband your football program?
I've got a seat for you right here on the train, man.
Yeah, okay.
By the way, really quickly, because the Sun Belt Conference tournament is happening about 5 miles away from our station here. Texas State leading Southern Miss 60-47 with about 5 minutes to go in the second half. Earlier today, we had Georgia Southern beating South Alabama 76-71. Louisiana over Coastal Carolina 80-66. And then when the Texas State Southern Miss game is over, Marshall and Georgia State tip off at 7:30.
Very nice. And I guess I'll go for South Alabama, at least on the men's side. I don't know if they're still competing on the women's. And has Troy already been eliminated on the men's side?
I don't know.
Either way, the Alabama teams, I'll go for them. It's the only time I'm ever going to pull for Alabama athletics of any kind.
Let me take a look here. Saturday, yeah, it just says Troy's still in. They play
awesome.
The winner of one of these two games.
Okay. I know people who went to Troy and South Alabama. I'll take Troy, though.
Yeah.
Just past 6:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Very quick, that is. We only had some minor issues if you were traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile Road, and that appears to have cleared up. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Health, business, and science notes. Just a couple of notes here. Parents are being reminded to store medications and supplements out of children's reach. Unsupervised exposure of infants and young children to melatonin has soared recently. The CDC says that between 2019 and 2022, nearly 11,000 infants and young children visited hospital emergency departments because they accidentally ingested melatonin.
My goodness. Oscar Mayer is coming out with plant-based hot dogs and sausages. The company announced their not hot dogs and not sausages will hit the shelves later this year. The plant-based options are made of bamboo fiber, mushroom, pea protein, and acerola cherry. Joe, would you be interested, my friend?
No.
Yeah, really? You're not gonna go to town on a hot dog made of that?
I'm not. Pop culture notes, Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul this summer in what Netflix is calling a boxing mega event. The former world heavyweight champ will take on the YouTube star in a bout on July 20th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas. The event will be streamed live on Netflix for subscribers. A co-main event and undercard bouts also will be on that fight card.
Well, that ought to be good, regardless of the outcome. I can't wait to see. You asked me how much I care about that. I care more about the social media responses to it. I'll say that much. Rust movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Hutchins was killed when the prop gun held by actor Alec Baldwin fired a live round. Earlier this week, a state workplace safety investigator testified that Gutierrez-Reed was not given enough time to perform her duties and management had no policies that prevented real bullets from getting mixed in. Why would you not have a policy about that? That seems kind of obvious when we're talking about weaponry on set.
I don't know. I really don't. Also, prosecutors are dropping charges against three defendants accused of stealing and trying to resell a collection of lyrics by the Eagles that was worth apparently more than $1 million. The decision came after Eagles co-founder and key witness Don Henley waived attorney-client privilege and submitted 6,000 pages of related correspondence with his attorneys just a few days ago. Prosecutors and the judge agreed the defense was not provided the opportunity to explore the new evidence. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up a Thursday edition of the program next.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Come on, come on, get happy.
Come on, come on, yeah.
Come on, come on, get happy, yeah. Come on, come on. Come on, get happy.
Hey.
right, wrapping up here on a Thursday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Another busy day here as we count down towards the weekend. Austin, you have any big plans for this coming weekend that we know of yet, or they're still being worked out on?
Yes, I'm trying to think. I'm not sure. Not from what I can think of, but that's a good thing. That's the way I like it. What about yourself, Joe?
I think there's a niece's birthday party that we're going to on Saturday.
Really?
So, yes, it's birthday party season for me.
My
daughter's last week and my niece's this week.
My birthday party season is in July. That's my aunt's is on the 16th, mine's on the 17th, mom's on the 20th, brother's on the 25th. Nice. So we'll get cooking in the summer.
Yeah, very good. Let's see. Of course, we are now about 10 minutes away from the Fox News anchored coverage of the State of the Union address, which is going to start around 8 Central time. So we'll have all the pregame coverage starting at 7:05. I believe that pregame coverage includes the Republican response, which is Senator Katie Britt from Alabama, who's going to be delivering that.
Not much of a response if it
comes first. It's not a response. It's a...
an icebreaker. Yeah. A conversation starter.
Yeah, something like that. But anyway, whatever they decide to do, however they decide to do it, in whatever order, that will be coming up at 7:05. Should last till about 10 or so. So I hope you enjoy that right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a final check this hour and this evening of the roads and weather. Here's Alan.
Mostly cloudy overnight with a low near 60. Friday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs low 70s, and we've got a chance for rain, but it's not going to be until late in the day. So we might see some showers and thunderstorms, but really the highest rain chance is overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. Might see some strong to severe thunderstorms across the region. As for the weekend, that rain should move out during the morning hours. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-70s. Sunday, dry weather with pleasant conditions. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads, we had some bumpy moments tonight, but we pulled through, folks. Looking at the roads here, we had minor problems earlier this hour on like Pine Forest Road, East 9 Mile Road, you know, those areas. But those have seemingly cleared out. So if you are dealing with issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right, and taking a look at some of the wackier stuff in the headlines today, pretty interesting one from Salt Lake City, where a bar is stirring up some controversy with the announcement of a no Zionist policy. The owner of Weathered Waves Bar says the policy is to prohibit hate speech. Yes, because having people drink alcohol
is always
the recipe for non-hate speech. They say that the bar remains inclusive of all religions, including Judaism. However, they maintain that Zionism is an ideology and not a religion. Although when you're drunk, who can tell the difference?
Really?
The popular definition of Zionism means anybody in support of Israel. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, if the owners of the bar, I'm an American, and I believe in rights of Americans. So, you know, if you own the bar, it's your call. I think that's needlessly controversial. You mentioned something last hour, I think, when we talked about this, and you said it sounds like, you know, they had an incident that had to do with something like
this. Or that the owner is just a politically charged individual. And
very much possible. I mean, it's a politically charged situation. So maybe they're just trying to make a call and say, hey, this is our stance. I don't really know. Unless you're an outspoken Zionist, I don't really know how people would know. So I guess just keep your mouth shut.
Are you a Zionist? That's going to be what the bouncer asks you.
Yeah, he takes your card and asks if you're a Zionist. Okay. Well, British people say that not British people.
They are people.
They are people. Yes. People first, cops second. But here, cops first. British police say that they recovered a Ferrari that was stolen from an Austrian Formula One driver almost 30 years ago. The red Ferrari F512M was one of two sports cars taken while the Ferrari drivers were out of town racing in a Grand Prix. Neither one was found until London police were tipped off in January that a Ferrari was in the process of being sold to a U.S. buyer and was flagged as stolen. The car's value is around $445,000.
Expensive car right there.
Absolutely.
Say what you will about Swifties, Austin, but they are not this fanatical, at least not all of them. Karina, she's from the K-pop group aespa. I hope that's how I pronounce that.
I thought it would be like
Aespa. Aespa had to apologize to her fans after they found out she had a boyfriend. And yes, they were really angry. Some of them even parked a truck in front of a group's management agency with an electronic billboard that said, quote, "Is the love given to you by your fans not enough?" Well, no, I can't do anything with that. I mean, I appreciate that, but no, that does not satisfy the needs that a woman has.
I agree.
Why did you choose to betray the fans? Please apologize directly. Otherwise, you will see a decrease in album sales and empty concert seats. Karina did apologize to her fans for, quote, surprising you greatly, adding that she would show a, quote, more mature and hardworking side in the future.
That's just PR talk. I mean, and I don't blame her. It's not me criticizing her. What else can you do? I mean, if you're just living your life and you have a boyfriend or whatever, and your fans find out and they're like, "How could you do this to us?" It's like, because you're a fan. You're not my mom.
Just
like,
wait
until
you get a girlfriend, man. You'll see
how much the fans lose their minds.
Fanatical I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's unsettling on so many levels. Let's see, some good news here. The first American woman to sail solo around the world is celebrating. 29-year-old Cole Brower, who grew up on Long Island, was competing in the Global Solo Challenge and sailed into Spain this morning after a 30,000-mile journey that took 130 days. During the 4 months, she faced 30-foot waves and hurricane-force winds.
Yeah, also, a woman in Michigan got into a fender bender, and her dog, a 3-year-old pit bull mix named Aries, jumped out and ran away. She was worried the dog might get hit by a car or go missing, but she got a call a short time later after Aries ran straight to her doggy daycare about a mile down the road for help. Man, animals, I tell you.
Oh, yes. And luck struck twice for a Kentucky couple who thought they'd lost a winning lottery ticket. Mark Perdue says they found out in November that they'd won $50,000 but couldn't find the ticket. Then last month, Perdue, who's the president of a company, went to check out the condition of a company car because an employee from out of town was visiting, and there it was. He and his wife took a $36,000 lump sum after taxes.
Very cool there. That'll do it for us on a Thursday. Again, top of the hour. We have full network coverage from Fox News for the president's State of the Union address. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.